important that we move fast, and I suppose that's what helped Ireland in 2001. The country did move swiftly to impose restrictions. And I suppose the number of animals then that had to be culled was greatly reduced. And I suppose we should be cautious and move quickly now as well. I suppose the last animals that were imported into Ireland was on the 1st of November 24. So I think that we should move now to impose restrictions here as well, especially from that area. I suppose the area that the first cases were in is, I suppose, Marrakesh, Oudherland, and it's an area bigger than County Sligo, and it sits between Berlin and borders with Poland. And was a suspected other cases in another neighbouring area, but that has now been confirmed this morning to be negative. But I suppose it just shows how it is possible that it can spread. And I suppose if there is animals or livestock which could be infected coming to Ireland, I think that we should move to have restrictions just to be cautious and to be careful and to try and keep it out of the country to protect our livestock. I suppose it's important to say that it doesn't and isn't a health risk to humans, but it would have a huge impact on our livestock here in the country were it to get into the country.
And like you said, Councillor, that obviously we're seeing how the UK has already banned pig, sheep and cattle imports from Germany. And you're kind of highlighting that the important part of it is just about the containment, because like you're saying, you know, we're aware of the devastation that it can cause to the industry, to the sector. So it's just about kind of containing the issue as it is right now and just ensuring it doesn't spread.
Exactly. I suppose the UK in 2001 had over 6 million animals had to be culled. I suppose here in Ireland, given, as I said before, that we moved quickly and closed down and imposed restrictions, I suppose it was over just under 60,000 animals culled here. So I suppose the UK had a very difficult time that time, and a huge amount of animals and impact on the whole economy and on farmers and the rural communities. I suppose we moved fast that time. I think we should move swiftly again this time to impose restrictions now that won't affect Ireland, hopefully, but will have a positive impact on ensuring that we try and keep foot and mouth out of Ireland. And I suppose there's no point. It's better to move now and take preventative action, and I'd hope that that's what will happen.